What a marvelous belt I could have made her. Just pulled it over another leather belt while it was still green, you know, and just let it dry down there. Big old diamond rattler. Oh, he was a monster. I don't have no idea what that snake was weigh, but he was big around as my arm right there.
Oh boy.
He was a monster. Not he didn't have a lot of length, but he was just big. Oh man alive.
That sure puts a fright in me when I
just soon thought it'd shoot me with a high powered gun as for that thing to have bit me. Especially if you was warm, if you was a little warm or your blood, you know, all stirred up and I didn't want him biting those dogs either because they were warm. They'd been following me and running all over the country. Boy, I'm telling you, I'd have hated for him to have bit one of those dogs. He didn't. I had to scold him, though, to keep him back away from him because they wanted to get a hold of him, tear him to pieces.
Did you raise cattle?
I raised, yes, I wasn't what you call a cattleman. I was more or less in the dairy line. I had dairy cattle. Mm-hmm. That was my kind of cattle.
Now, what did you have?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what animals in particular? Cows?
Oh yes, I had Jerseys. My cattle were Jerseys.
Well, did you breed your own?
Well, sometimes it depended on how many cows I had. If I thought I had cows enough to own a male, I'd have a male. And if I didn't, well, then I would depend on somebody in the neighborhood or somebody close that had one, you know, mm-hmm. in breeding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because those darn Jersey males, and sometimes they get mean and they get breechy, and some of the guns are kind of hard to keep. I have owned them of my own, but I usually didn't have so many. I never had a great number of cattle at any one time. Maybe 18, 20 head altogether.
Now, you mentioned a male. Did you ever call that animal anything else?
He was a bull.
Bull?
Bet your life he was a bull.
And,
a bull.
You mentioned, let's see then, that you'd have a male and a cow, and the offspring would be
the calf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, calf.
Any special term for a calf that's lost its mother?
Well, that's a dogie. A calf that's lost its mother is a dogie, is my understanding of that term, that word. It's called a dogie. Yep.
And if a cow is going to give birth to a calf?
Well, she's about ready to calve.
To calve.
Yes, that's right. That's right. In a mare, what are you speaking about? A mare, while bringing a colt, she's ready to foal. That's a different term. That's the way I understand it.
Now, mare is the female horse.
That's right.
And the male horse is?
Well, the male, yeah, they call them studs. They're studs, yeah. And the horses that so many use, they're geldings. But the stud is the male, and of course, you know, he's used for breeding purposes, mm-hmm. as well as, I believe old Trigger now, that great horse of Roy's, old Trigger, I think he's a stud. Mm.